Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 167 for the week of May 10th, 2010. In advertiser news, Restore It Yourself, located in Carlsbad, California, and owned by Barry Feynman, was recently featured in a North County Times article by Eric Wolf titled Booming Business, Carlsbad Company Restores 300-Year-Old Cannons. Carlsbad treasure hunter Don McKay has owned two of these historic bronze cannons since they were found off the coast of Honduras in 1997, covered in barnacles and oxidized to a blue-green tint reminiscent of the Statue of Liberty. Cleaning the cannons required a complicated set of tools. Barry Feynman of Restore It Yourself used a wire brush to eliminate the worst of the outer rust on smooth parts of the cannons and a citric acid solution originally developed by the Navy to remove calcium deposits. Then he sprayed the cannons with an abrasive mixture of finely ground aluminum oxide, baking powder, and walnut shells, guaranteed to clean on the outside without harming the bronze. To read the full article, please visit Restore It Yourself's WorldLink listing in the Chemicals Directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On May 10th, the Indianapolis branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at George's Neighborhood Restaurant in Indianapolis, Indiana. Guest speaker will be Roger Sawinski of Asterion LLC on trivalent chromate technology for zinc plating. On May 11th, the NASF will hold a webinar on U.S. EPA's plating and polishing rule. On May 11th and 12th, the Surface Finishing Academy will hold an Introduction to Anodizing workshop instructed by Dr. Ann Deacon-Jewell of Alu Consult in Chicago, Illinois. On May 11th through the 13th, Third International Conference on Tribology and Design will take place in Algarve, Portugal. On May 12th and 13th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will be held in Istanbul, Turkey. On May 13th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will attend the Nashville Sounds and Tacoma Rainiers baseball game at Greer Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. Also on May 13th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will hold a vendor's night at the Elks Lodge in Santa Ana, California. And finally, on May 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On May 18th, the Rochester branch of the AESF will hold the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. On May 19th through the 21st, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On May 20th and 21st, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Suzhou, China. On May 21st, the AESF Foundation will hold a Troubleshooting Plating Baths webinar. On May 23rd through the 26th, RadTech UV and EB Technology Expo and Conference will take place in Baltimore, Maryland. On May 24th and 25th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Nagoya, Japan. And on May 26th and 27th, Metal Finishing News Flap Peening Workshop, sponsored by 3M, will also take place in Nagoya, Japan. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.